You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
You're listening to What's New with Wired.
It's Wednesday, February 8th. I'm Zeke Robison. Today, we're talking about Bing. The second-ranked search engine is getting a new chatbot interface that attempts to synthesize information from sites across the web. Make sure to listen to the end to find out what other Wired podcasts you can check out today. Microsoft's search engine Bing is getting an AI refresh. At the company's campus in Redmond, Washington today, executives unveiled a new version of Bing, incorporating technology behind startup OpenAI's viral chatbot ChatGPT. The updates we'll see Bing results include smooth written responses to queries that summarize information found on the web, and the addition of a new chatbot interface for complex queries. Satya Nadella, Microsoft CEO, claimed the new features signal a paradigm for search. In fact, a new race starts today, he said. Nadella is right. Google announced on Monday that it will roll out its own rival chatbot, a product called Bard, although it will not initially be part of Google Search. Microsoft executives said that a limited version of the AI-enhanced Bing would roll out today, though some early testers will have access to a more powerful version in order to gather feedback. The company is asking people to sign up for a wider-ranging launch, which will occur in the coming weeks. The new version of Bing uses the language capabilities developed by OpenAI to add a sidebar to the usual list of links that offers a written response to a query. In a demonstration, the query, "Will the IKEA Flippin' Love Seat fit into my 2019 Honda Odyssey if I fold down the seats?" created an AI-powered response that used details about the love seat's measurements and the SUV's cargo space drawn from websites that estimate that the furniture might fit with the second or third rows folded. The response also included a disclaimer. However, this is not a definitive answer, and you should always measure the actual items before attempting to transport them. A feedback box at the top of each response will allow users to give a response a thumbs up or a thumbs down, helping Microsoft train its algorithms. Google yesterday demonstrated its own use of text generation to enhance search results to summarize different viewpoints. Bing's new chat-style interface is a greater departure from the traditional search box. In a demonstration, Microsoft Vice President of Search and Devices Youssef Mehdi asked the chatbot to write a 5-day itinerary for a trip to Mexico City, and then turn what it came up with into an email he could send to his family. The bot's response credited its sources, a series of links to travel sites, at the bottom of its lengthy response. "We care a bunch about driving content back to content creators," Mehdi says. "We make it easy for people to click through to get to those sites." Microsoft has also incorporated aspects of ChatGPT's underlying technology into a new sidebar to the company's web browser. Users can prompt the tool to summarize a long and complex financial document or to compare it to another. It's possible to prompt the chatbot to turn those insights into an email, a list, or social post with a particular tone, such as professional or funny. In a demo, Mehdi directed the bot to craft an enthusiastic update to post on his profile on the company's social media service LinkedIn. ChatGPT has caused a stir since the startup launched the chatbot in November, astounding and thrilling users with its fluid, clear responses to written prompts and questions. The bot is based on GPT-3, an OpenAI algorithm trained on reams of text from the web and other sources that uses the patterns it has picked up to generate text of its own. Some investors and entrepreneurs have heralded the technology as a revolution, with the potential to upend just about any industry. Some AI experts have urged caution, warning that the technology underlying ChatGPT cannot distinguish between truth and fiction and is prone to hallucinations, making up information in detailed and sometimes convincing ways. Text generation technology has also been shown capable of replicating unsavory language found in its training data. Bird also acknowledged that Microsoft has not fully solved the hallucination problem. "We have improved it tremendously since where we started, but there is still more to do there," she said. OpenAI began as a nonprofit focused on making AI beneficial, but has been a commercial venture with significant investment from Microsoft since 2019, and recently secured a new commitment from the tech giant worth about $10 billion. Microsoft has already commercialized a version of the text generation technology inside ChatGPT in the form of Copilot, a tool that helps developers by generating programmable code. Microsoft says that experiments show Copilot can reduce the amount of time required to complete a coding task by 40%. Make sure to check out our other Wired podcasts. Today in Wired Business, layoffs have broke big tech's elite college hiring pipeline. Checking in on Wired Science, we look at what it would be like if we covered ugly parking lots with solar panels. And on Wired Security, Congress's lo-fi plan to fix the classified documents mess. Listen to these stories and more at wired.com/podcasts. Thanks for listening to Wired. Check back in tomorrow to hear more stories from wired.com.